So I'm surrounded by the boys of North Boy who have just come off the stage after their live performance. How do you think it went, guys?
I think it was all right. First headline gig in Portsmouth. Third gig together as old band. It went pretty sweet.
Yeah. Loved it.
And it's nice to meet Brandon and Perry, because last time I had you guys in, you couldn't make it. So it's nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you. I have been told by many people I've got a face for radio, so it's all right.
So did it all go to plan? Because the guys were telling me last time, Brandon, you forgot half your drum kit for one.
Can I just clarify for this, right? Harry had the kit and he forgot the snare, so I couldn't all do much about it.
Yeah, whatever, we'll let him have this one.
First band fight? Have I just caused a fight in this band, or you're
right? Not really, we've had a few.
We've had a few fights?
Usually they're bloody.
Just when you get your nose pierced and you pass out.
Yeah, I got my nose pierced and passed out. So.
Was you guys with him when he got his nose?
No, I didn't, but there is a video of him looking pretty limp and he just falls over.
Okay, so you've played here at The Drift and it's like a local gig for you guys. Have you played The Drift before? Is this new?
Once, about 3 months ago, when we literally first got together. This time was a lot better and we sold it out, so it's, wicked.
How do you feel the fact that it's your sold out gig? Is it your first sold out gig?
It's our first sold out gig ever, and it's in our hometown, home city of Portsmouth. I think it's pretty buzzing, pretty good move for us lot.
It's all a click and Pompey, so it's so hard to get like people to come down on that. Like whoever's promoting it, they know who they want to put on and that. Like even though we're a local band, we're more doing gigs up in London way and like up north. So like getting a gig down here and selling it out is mint. It's wicked.
And you were headlining, there were other acts playing. Did you have a chance to listen to them?
Yeah, no, they're actually really good.
Forbes, the acoustic act, he's always been really good with me and Harry, known him for a couple of years. Charlie Forbes is really sweet. He's really good on like acoustic guitar and that's pretty decent covers.
Cool. And have you guys got to know each other better? Because when these guys came in, I thought you, like Perry and Harry, were coming. So I did this quiz for how well you know each other, because you've known each other for ages. Yeah. And I did it with Matt and Harry, and they barely knew each other. So do you know each other a little bit better?
Yeah, I think we got to know each other.
How was the drive home?
It wasn't too bad. Harry got some wine, and we enjoyed it. We went out that night, and we got to know each other.
Throw up everywhere.
Cool, and so what's next for North Boy? What's on your plans?
Practicing, writing, and just getting more tighter. I mean, we're doing social media like so much, like people are trying to book us and that, and like we are tight, but we're not as tight as we want to be, if you know what I mean. So like we just, I don't know, getting everything together.
So more practice, to band practice.
More practice, more writing, and more songs.
All four of us together.
Yeah, I reckon practicing the four of us, writing a couple of songs. We've got a plan to record like maybe a 2-track or 3-track EP in like within like the next 8-9 months. Yeah, release that, and then maybe another single after that, and maybe I reckon do like a couple of like shows, headline tour.
Sounds good. Cool. And you've got a music video out for All For You now. What's been the response for that?
Nah, it's been wicked. Like we had a lot of bars on our single on that. We didn't expect it. But I mean, the video's got a lot of hits, and but it's wicked because I don't know, no one really knew about us, and no one really liked us.
Have you even got it? Did you download it?
Downloaded it? Oh, I ain't bought it. I got it on my phone, didn't I?
Actually, my mum did buy the song.
I bet your mum bought it, mate.
Brandon's mum is the number one fan.
Yeah, I'd say so. Definitely, I'd say so.
Can you say anything to your mum?
Hi mum, I'm on the radio. Am I? I don't know.
Right, well thank you very much guys. It was a really good gig. I enjoyed it.
It's been wicked.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers.